Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the home of the hillbilly. Yeah, baby, it's a land of barbed wire, moonshine, whiskey. Park your car before you get stuck. Gonna grab you a beer and get on up in the truck. It's going down tonight. It's all on me, it's BYOB, and I got all we need. Yeah, boy, I'm about to show me a city slicker how to kick it in the sticks with the critters that I'm on side of the bomb wire. Up ACDC, Hank Skinner, and George Strait. Where's the girls? I can call them up. A little thug and draw some hay trouble. It's going down tonight. Now they're pulling up. We got the jacked up trucks, a slab covered in mud. Bikini tops and Daisy Duke down. Hopping out, singing out long women down. I'm on the side of the bomb wild. Money grows and grows. If it don't, you're going to roll. So we hang out by the bomb.
Listening to
Fort Worth Paranormals
Ghost Hunting,
Ghost Hunting,
Texas style,
bringing you the best in paranormal radio.
Well, howdy, everybody. Welcome to Ghost Hunting Texas style. We are live tonight from Texas with your host, Kevin Bryan, Justin, Eric. Justin, how you doing, brother?
Man, I'm doing good. It's craziness. I mean, I guess everybody's coming off of that old Super Bowl hangover this last Sunday, and shoot, it's good. Things are good. Things are looking up.
I heard that, man. Well, that's always great. Positive attitude is what gets us through the day. We want to say thank you to everybody that's listening, everybody that's in the chat. Welcome, everybody. This is Ghost Hunting Texas Style. We are live every Thursday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Central Standard Time right here on Blog Talk Radio /UnknownPG. We're going to get into it tonight. We've got some great music, some laughs. We're going to talk about some current events. We're going to talk about some of the upcoming guests that we have. We've got a lot of things that we're going to discuss, and as always, we've got our last half hour of the show. We are going to be discussing chaos. Chaos is the time when everything comes out. Tell us about chaos, Justin.
Well, chaos is a time where, you know, we get rowdy. We get rowdy when we talk about anything and everything. There's no holds barred. We talk about it.
That's right. That is right. All right, folks, we'll be right back. This show includes a lot of music. We've been doing this for a couple weeks. Justin, you've got a lot of cool music loaded up in this thing, so periodically throughout the night, we're going to be playing some jams. If you have a request, jump in the chat. If you'd like to call in and talk to us and request some music, or if you have a question about the paranormal, or if you have a question about anything you want to discuss, we are more than open. We welcome everybody to call in. That call-in number, Justin, that's 323-580-5703. Again, that's 323-580-5703. Be back in just a few minutes. Take a listen to this, see what you think.
you ever been on an investigation and you aren't quite sure what to do, what to think? And this is for you guys. Well, we have a solution. Here it is.
Smashing the stash.
Smashing
the stash. Oh, that's
stash.
Funny. Smashing the stash, that's right. Well, thank you, everybody. We are here live on Ghost Hunt Texas South. This is Kevin and Justin Eric. We do this thing every Thursday night. Justin, what are we going to talk about tonight, sir? We got 2 hours of this show.
Well, let's see here. First and foremost, we're going to talk about pizza.
Pizza.
Oh, never mind. I just saw Michelle post pizza in there, and that was the first thing I saw. It kind of threw me off. I saw food on there, and you know how we are as guys, man. We see something about food, and we're on it.
Well, I don't know about you, but I got my cold beer out here, and any good show has got to have a couple cracking the cold.
Oh,
yeah.
Absolutely.
You want one?
Yeah, heck yeah, dude. Come on now.
There you go.
Why don't you go ahead and throw another one over here. I'll double fist and do this show.
Well,
hell,
that's
yeah.
What he said. that one was for Michelle. Oh, no. Wow, man. Wow, I tell you what, it's been a crazy week. It's been a fast week. It has gone by rather fast. So what's going on with you,
man? It makes
you
wonder about the gravitational pull of the Earth and the axis changing and time going faster.
Is that what you wonder about?
No, not really. I'm just talking out of my ass.
I wonder about puppies and shiny stuff. We're looking for a dog. We're trying to get
a puppy,
dog.
Yeah, I'm just going to
over
ask
here.
You about that.
Christy wants a puppy for Valentine's. And she's looking at like a pug or a Pomeranian or a... I think we saw a Dorkie online today.
A
Yorkie and either a Dachshund. I thought that was a car. A Dachshund or a Doberman, one of the two, and a Yorkie. And they called it a Dorkie. it fit right in my house.
A Dorkie.
It's crazy, man, I tell you. But we're looking for them. Those daggone things are expensive now. They really are. They are really, really. We've got some people in the chat room. Give a shout out to Michelle, Noel, Miss Funky Monkey, the Paranormal Junkie. We love that girl. She is great. We want to say thank you. Justin, tell us about, we've got numbers every week. We go back and see how many, you know, people are listening and in the chat rooms and stuff like that. Have you got any updates on our numbers over the past couple weeks?
Well, of course, last week, you know, we had our show and stuff, and I went back to look at the archives and listens and stuff like that. And yeah, man, I tell you what, it never ceases to amaze. You know, we've got some great folks that listen to us, whether it be live or after the fact. And I believe last week we had over 350 archived listeners.
That's what I'm talking about.
And, of course, you know, previous to that, now granted, the week before that, we didn't have a show, and the week before that we didn't have a show due to us taking care of some things that we had come up. But before that, I mean, we had anywhere on average between – yeah, Bill, you understand that? That's crazy. But, yeah, but before that, we actually had probably between 350 and almost 500 listeners.
Are you serious?
Yep.
Dadgum, man. That's awesome, dude. I heard that.
Heck, yeah.
So this, I mean, you mean people are actually listening to this thing?
Yeah, I suppose so.
I remember a time when it was basically just me and you. We just get on here and we just talk randomly about stupidness for an hour, 2 hours, depending on how long, whatever we could think up that night. It's amazing we got that many people listening out there. And for everybody that listens in the archives, man, you guys rock. Thank you. Thank you to those guys that take the time out to listen to us on Thursday nights live.
Yes.
We appreciate it. We know it's a couple hours out of your life, and we hope that it at least brings you some laughs, creates a couple questions in your head, whether it be, what the hell are those guys doing? or you know what? That makes sense. I've never thought about that. We'll take it. We'll take it. We like it. We love you, and we appreciate y'all being down here. There's a lot of things that that we do that are a little bit different, you know, from other people, and I think it's because, you know, we try to have fun, you know. I mean, most of the time, of course, you'll always get the occasional booze. But every now and then, you know, you get, I mean, if you really stop to listen and try to figure out what we're thinking, it's pretty ridiculous.
Hey, I got an idea.
Shut up. I don't want to hear it.
That's what I'm talking about. It's just stupidness. But I think that's what makes for a good radio show. If you're going to listen to somebody yapping for 2 hours or 4 hours or whatever it is, you're going to have something that keeps you entertained, whether it be a laugh or a song or whatever it is. And that's why we try to keep a lot of good music in, you know, kind of break up the monotony from the everyday just same old specific scientific numbers and data and stuff of the paranormal, because I'll be honest with you, that stuff bores the shit out of me. It really does. I mean, there's a time and a place for it, but I mean, that gone. You know, so we like to mix it up a little bit, do some different stuff. There's a one of the things we like to do is play music. You like music, don't you, Justin?
Yep. Oh, absolutely, brother.
You're musically inclined, I hear.
Yes. Yes, a little bit.
You play a little guitar?
No,
or you
guitar.
Play some of that skin flute? I didn't
play
that.
I would rather not say I play a skin flute, but I could say I can sure shoot the shit out of a flesh musket.
And on that note...
Oh, yeah!
That's right. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Little buck carry there. Buck commander. Duck commander. Duck dynasty. That's how my brain works. It goes from one point of stupid to another. Have you seen that damn show? Have you seen it?
That's right, Jack.
Hey, talk about it. Hey, man, I'll tell you what. I got caught up in the middle of a Duck Dynasty marathon the other day, and I was just like, it was, I mean.
Ain't this a fine howdy-do?
It was. It was funny as hell.
Hell yeah.
I like it, man. I really do. I like it a lot. I think it's great. Well, thank you guys for listening in to the show tonight. This is Ghost Hunting Texas Style with your host from Fort Worth Paranormal.
Here we go.
You are listening to
Fort Worth Paranormals.
Ghost Hunting.
Ghost Hunting.
Texas Style.
Bringing you the best in paranormal radio.
Guess what? Guess what?
What's that? What's that?
I love you. I'm missing those kids.
Oh, man,
right now,
I love
huh?
you too, brother.
Oh, what? My gosh. Oh, man. I'm telling you, it's a bromance going on here. This is some bullshit. We need to get you back down here to Texas, man.
Hell yeah.
How's that working out for you?
Well, it's a possibility that it might be pretty soon. We'll see.
That is true. That is true, man. It's I can't wait for that day comes, and hopefully it's all for the right reasons, you know it. And that's going to be great. But for the meantime, we'll do whatever we got to do. You know, there's some stuff we're going to talk about later on this evening, Justin, that might be a little controversial.
I don't know nothing about that. All I know is that somebody is going to get whooped over this thing.
That's what I'm talking about. We like to stir it up. We mix it up a little bit, you know. Everybody's got their own opinions. But that's what chaos is about. We can say whatever the hell we want to. This is our show. We're running this popsicle stand. And if we want to talk about craziness, we're going to talk about craziness. However, it might not be what you're thinking about. We don't get involved in the drama. So the controversial stuff could be anything. It could be anything. I mean, it could be the difference between a blue sky and a green sky. It could be work boots, cowboy boots. It could be chocolate chip cookies or a chocolate chip with M&M's. You just never know what the hell we're going to get.
I had to endure some crazy controversy this week, man. Check this out. I had to eat a bowl of oatmeal with a coffee stirrer.
Woo! Sonny, Jim.
That is rough.
Yeah, it sucked, man.
With a coffee stirrer?
Yeah.
Oatmeal?
I guess it got stuck onto the stirrer, and I was able to eat it off the stirrer, but I couldn't find damn fork or a damn knife or even a spoon at work.
You mean our tax dollars put so much money in there, they don't even give you guys spoons?
Shoot, I had to bring my lunch with me, man. I just forgot
spoons. What the hell? That is crazy. Well, at least you were able to eat. See,
yeah.
There's a positive in every situation. I believe that. Do you believe that?
Yeah, I believe it because at the same time, I think I actually saved more food for the birds than myself.
Yeah, that's very, very true. You never know. Here's something that we're going to have to start using a lot on our shows. That's right. That's a sensor beep. And we need to go ahead and take a few minutes to do a station disclaimer. Stand by, folks.
You're listening to the Unknown Radio Network at www.blogtalkradio.com/unknownPG. You are in.
Yep, that's right. There is a disclaimer in here somewhere that basically says that Unknown Radio is not responsible for our stupidness or our opinions. Is that right? Am I getting that right?
Yeah, basically the views of Ghost Hunting Texas Style do not necessarily reflect the views of Unknown Radio Network.
Dead gummit! Dead gummit.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
We are broadcasting live tonight from Texas and Arkansas. Welcome to Ghost Hunting Texas Style on Unknown Paranormal Radio. Thank you guys for tuning in tonight. We do this every Thursday from 8 to 10 Central Standard Time, live with your host, Justin Eric, and yours truly, Kevin Bryan. Justin, are you still with me, sir?
I am with you, sir.
Did you make it through that?
I made it through there. It was good. I was jamming it out.
I heard that, man. I really like some of the music that we have here on this show, and I think that, you know, if I'm going to spend time being online, on the computer for 2 hours in front of something, it's got to be entertaining. It's got to keep it up because my brain only excuse me. Anyway, my brain only focuses on one thing for so long, so I've got to have some stuff. So we try to mix it up here. You know, we've got a couple things to talk about. Justin, why don't you kick it off here and tell everybody out there, listen, who the hell do we have coming up on the show? Because I know they've got to be tired of listening to us just run our mouth every week.
Well, we have on the, well, of course, you know, next week and the week after that going to be us. I think, and what's cool, too, is check this out. We have the privilege of running this show on Valentine's Day next week.
What?
You know,
oh,
you know
that's
what that
all
means?
R&B, slow jams, Keith Sweat, Boys
yep.
and Men. Oh, we're going to be jamming. Mm-hmm. We have some candles lit. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're going to light some candles, and we're going to drop our voices about 3 octaves and be like, welcome to Ghost Hunting Texas Time. This is how we do, baby. Mm-hmm. Come on now. So,
well,
I don't want to
spoil it. Now, Christy just brought up a good point, bro. We may not have, how are we going to do the show on Valentine's? We both got women to take care of.
Well, see, that's what I'm trying to figure out. So, I'm thinking we may just have to drop our voices tonight.
Well,
let me incorporate a little love action.
A pre-record or something.
Yeah. We could probably put together a recording of some nice good slow jams. Do like a pre-record, like we can get
man.
Together on Skype,
hang on, Justin,
record it,
I
and then
got,
load it up.
I just got word from the producers here that we've got some breaking news.
Huh?
Oh, I am so sorry. Tell me, who do we have coming up on the show? Who's on the lineup for the next couple weeks?
Okay, well, on the 28th, we actually have a man by the name of Alex Shipley. He's out of New Jersey. He's an author that wrote the book called The Case of the Unknown Woman. Okay, now, again, this is apparently a mystery case that took a lot of attention back in the 1800s. Again, a lot of people believe that this story even relates back to the days of Jack the Ripper, believe
really?
It or not. And yeah, so it's actually really, really, really interesting. As a matter of fact, this guy is a pretty well known. He actually runs a historic museum there in New Jersey, and you know, we wanted to bring him on and. You know, just kind of let him get his word out there about his book and stuff. I mean, the guy's very intelligent. We're excited about it. As a matter of fact, you know, a good friend, Bruce Tango, gave me a call. As a matter of fact, me and Brooke were actually eating lunch. I think it was Sunday, if I'm not mistaken.
Right,
and,
right.
And he was like, hey, man, I got somebody you can call that would like to be on your show. And I was like, okay. So I called him up, got his information, talked to him for a little bit, and man, was like, bam, got it scheduled. So it's good to go. Okay.
Nice.
Now, the following week, if I'm not mistaken, Bruce is still trying to figure out his schedule and everything, but it's either going to be the week after Alex comes on or the week after that. So so it's either going to be,
this?
You know, Bruce Tango.
Bruce Tango from Ghost Hunters.
Yes, we were actually supposed to have had him on back in November, but he ended up getting really busy, and then of course parts of the holiday schedule and stuff like that. He was battling some under the weather type stuff. So, but he's feeling a lot better. He's regained his strength back, and so we'd love to have him back on. So
As a matter of fact, he may be even calling in during our show with Alex as well, too. So, and Bruce, man, if you're listening in right now, feel free to give us a call if you'd like. That number is 323-580-5703 if you'd like. Talk to myself and Kevin. Give us a buzz if you are listening in, and we'd love to hear from you. But again, going back, folks, we actually, like I said, his name is Alex Shipley. He will be on the 28th of this month, 28th February, the last day of February, folks. And I feel sorry for those folks that have leap year birthdays, so it's all good. But anyways, he wrote the book, The Case of the Unknown Woman. And so we'll be able to get a little bit more information as the show creeps up. We're gonna put together a flyer for him and advertise the show. You know, starting probably tonight, if not tonight, then tomorrow, and then take it from there.
That's awesome, man.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. What the heck? That is awesome, dude. Well, those are going to be some really cool shows. I hope everybody can tune in and listen to that. I can't wait to get the chance to talk to Bruce Tango. You know, we met him at a couple of these conferences. And I know that you're really good personal friends with him, and that's going to be really cool. And, you know, Bruce Tango, he likes to change it up, man. He's a real deal. He's a real deal kind of guy. And speaking of changing it up here, let's switch up our music genre real quick and keep some variety in the show. We'll be back in a few, folks.
Yeah. Come on, come on.
I see no changes. Wake up in the morning and I ask myself, is life worth living? Should I blast myself? Being poor and even worse, I'm black. My stomach hurts, so I'm looking for a purse to snatch. Cops give a damn about a Negro. Pull a trigger, kill a nigga, he's a hero. Get it back to the kids, who the hell cares? One less hungry mouth on the welfare. First ship him, don't let him deal with brothers. Give him guns, step back, watch him kill each other. It's time to fight back, that's what Huey said. Two shots in the dark, now Huey's dead. I got love for my brother, but we can never go nowhere unless we share with each other. We gotta start making changes. Learn to see me as a brother instead of two distant. How can the devil take a brother if he's close to me? I let it go back to when we played as kids, but then it changed. That's the way it is. Come on, come on.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah.
Disgrace the racist. We under. I wonder what it takes to make this one better place. Let's erase the wastes. Take the evil out the people. They'll be acting right. It's both black and white. And smoke a crack tonight. And the only time we feel is when we kill each other. If they heal, so we real time to heal each other. And although it seems heaven sent, we ain't ready to see a black president. It ain't a secret or conceal the fact. A penitentiary stack and it's filled with blacks. But some things will never change. Try to show another way, but staying in the dope game. Now tell me what's the mother to do. Being real, don't appeal to the brother in you.
Yeah.
You gotta operate the easy way.
I made a G today.
But you made it in a sleazy way. Sell a crack to the key.
I gotta get paid.
Hey. Well, that's the way it is. Come on. Come on.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh, yeah.
Make a change. It's time for us as a people to start making some changes. Let's change the way we eat, let's change the way we live, and let's change the way we treat each other. You see, the old way wasn't working, so it's on us to do what we gotta do to survive.
and still I see no changes. Can a brother get a little peace? It's war on the streets and a war in the Middle East. Set a war on poverty. They got a war on drugs so the police can bother me. And I ain't never did a crime, I ain't have to do. But now I'm back with the back, giving it back to you. Don't let them jack you up, back you up, crack you up, and pimp smack you up. You gotta learn to hold your own. They get jealous when they see you with your mobile phone. But tell a cop I can't touch this. I don't trust this. When they try to rush, I bust this. That's sound number two. You say it ain't cool. My mama didn't raise no fool. And as long as I stay black, I got a stage strap. And I never get to lay back. Cause I always gotta worry about the payback. Some buck that I roughed up way back. Coming back after all these years. Right, that.
That's the way it is.
That's just the way it is.
No, I hear that almost all the time.
That's just the way it is, man. That's just the way it is.
Who was that?
Well, Tupac.
Tupac. Man, that's crazy. If you guys are out there wondering, what the hell are these guys doing playing Tupac on a basically redneck rock and roll country radio internet thing, it's because Tupac is relevant to what we're talking about. What are we talking about, Justin? We're talking about the paranormal. Right? Not the normal, not the abnormal, the daggum paranormal. And Tupac is relevant into the paranormal. How many ghost stories have there been of people saying they've had sightings or seen them or done this and that or all kinds of stuff as far as Tupac and his unexpected death? At the same time, the words of his song really, really have relevance to what's going on in the paranormal community, as people call it. And how people act and things that are relevant in today's world. You know, we should change. We should try to, you know, treat everybody the way that we want to be treated. We should try to be positive. We should try to get out there and make the best of it, you know, every day with everybody. And I think that's cool, man. So that's why we threw some Tupac out there for everybody listening. We'll get back to our roots here in just a few. But what do you think about that stuff, Justin? What do you think about what's going on inside this made-up paranormal community that's, you know, out there today?
Well, let's see here. A lot of made-up stuff out there. It's kind of hard to kind of really put your finger on it. It's like when you see it, you see it. You know, if you've been doing this for a while, but, you know, and again, nothing against anybody that's new to the field or anything like that. I mean, that's not what we're talking about. You know, but there's people out there that jumped in it, you know, just to jump in it because of association with somebody or whatever the case may be in terms of, just people that are negative, I guess. I mean, there's some people that are negative that are in the field that attract other people in thinking that their philosophy or whatever they're thinking is the right way, but yet at the same time, when they try to preach something to this person or these people or whatever, they're being led astray and not being taught the positive way to do things.
Right. I agree. And it's happening all the time. It really is. You know, that's why I'm glad that there are so many good, incredible teams out there that are you know, actually backing up what they say and have an open door to other people when they reach out to them for help. You know, that's a good thing. If anybody has a question, like to call in on that, we have to throw this number out here a certain amount of time on each show. That call-in number is 323-580-5703. Again, that's 323-580-5703. You're listening to Ghost Hunting Texas Style with Justin, Eric, and Kevin Bryan. Justin, I agree with you. I think that there's a lot of things out there, and for people that are new to the field, I hope that doesn't give them the wrong perception of the people inside this field, because in any aspect of your life, whether it be work or sports or, you know, the paranormal or a hobby or whatever,
You know, you've got good and bad. And so you've got to use your common sense to make your judgments on, you know, who's real. And because at the end of the day, we're all dealing with people. You know, we're dealing with people, and it's all about how they make you feel. And it's you've got to trust your instincts above, you know, first and foremost. You know, you really do. But there's a lot of good people out there doing a lot of good things, and you know, we applaud those guys, and we are happy to be a part of that with them. And I hope that, you know, with the things going on in the world today, the really relevant, imperative stuff that affect the way that we live and our ability to do what we do, what we've done as an individual with freedom and rights and things like that going on in the world, the pettiness and the, you know, he said, she said stuff should stop, you know. Facebook, I'm telling you, it's the root of all evil. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. It's addicting as hell, and it is the root of all evil. It spreads lies and rumors, but at the same time, it allows you to connect with people that you haven't seen in a while, friends, family, pictures. There's a good side of it, and there's a bad side of it, too. You know, and you've got to use caution. It should come with a warning sticker. It really should. I have seen people lose relationships, lose friends, get mixed signals, information wrong, getting in pissing matches over politics or, you know, specifications or my way is right and your way is wrong, you know, type of scenarios. And it's ridiculous, man. It really is. It's ridiculous. It's a platform for people to just kind of step over the normal boundaries of what is, you know, acceptable and what is appropriate or what is even considerate of another person, you know. And so it's nuts, man. I'm leery of the Facebook thing. We're on it all the time, you know, but you've really got to be careful because it was funny. I was actually having dinner with the president of our company and the VPs the other night, and they were talking about how, you know, a lot of companies nowadays actually go and check people's online social media, you know, networks to get an idea of their personality, of who they are when nobody's around, nobody's looking. How are they and their actions going to represent the company, especially in the professional field? You know, if you're in management for a corporation or a something like that, you know, to where you have networking amongst, you know, thousands of people or clients, business dollars are based on these types of things. It's important, right, man. It's important. When you're involved with people or special projects or you're working on this or working on that, you have confidentiality notices. You know, you can't be running around bad-mouthing stuff that, you know, it's out there that other people are tied into or work out. You've got to be a motivator and a positive force, which, like you are every day. It's something positive. It's out there. You know, it's supporting somebody, trying to put good out in the world, and that's what, you know, that's what's great. It's awesome.
Nice.
That's what she said. I heard that.
Oh, man.
We just noticed, man, we've got a guy in the chat room, Anton Ritter. This dude is probably one of the smartest individuals I've ever had the chance to meet around. He'll make you feel stupid real fast. He really will. But he's one of the nicest guys in the world. But the man has put in hours and years of work and time into dedication into building this new paranormal equipment and data loggers and tracking systems and different types of things. And it's just amazing. I just want to say thank you to Anton for coming in the chat room, spending a few minutes with us tonight.
Absolutely.
Back to the show, man. We got about 10 minutes before the break. You know, we take a little break about 9 o'clock. Justin gives us the time to get up, use the bathroom, get a cold beer, all that kind of stuff. You know, we're going to play a few songs. What kind of songs? What do you want to hear, Justin? What do you got, man? I got my finger on the trigger over here.
Man, it don't matter to me, brother. I am open to anything.
That's what she said. Dad, coming.
Woo!
Oh, I'm telling you.
I don't know nothing about that. All I know is that somebody is going to get whooped over this thing.
That is for a fact. Stand by, folks. We'll be right back in a few. Take a listen to this. This is a good old classic song. I know you're going to know it. I know you're going to love it. was a great classic, man. Guns N' Roses. I tell you what, that guy, he's got some cores on him. I mean, have you seen him lately, though? Damn. Well, I tell you, that rock and roll life is tough, but we sure appreciate what he did back then. We're going to give him my hand right here.
Oh, definitely.
No way I could have done that. No way. No way I could have done that.
No way.
There you go. There you go, man. We got about 5 minutes to the break. 5 minutes to the break. Stretch your legs. Get a beer. Come back. Listen in on the second half of the show. You don't want to miss the last 30 minutes for a fact. That is where we do chaos. And in between that time and when we come back from the break, at about 10 minutes after 9, we're going to have some laughs. We're going to talk about some stuff. We're going to play some really, really cool music. I got some cool tunes lined up, man. I got some cool stuff ready to go. I can't wait to get over there. You know, we do this thing every week, Justin. We try to do this from, what, 8 to 10? 8 to 10 normally Central Standard Time on Thursday nights. Unknown Paranormal Radio allows us to get out here and do our thing, and we appreciate them greatly. What do you think about those guys, man? What do you think about old Kevin over there at Unknown, Justin?
Man, I'll tell you what, some good people. We're really, really good down-to-earth people. These guys, number one, first and foremost, they just, I mean, you probably couldn't, you know, meet a nicer group of folks.
No way.
They pretty much represent what being a positive person is all about. And at the same time, you know, hardworking folks, dedicated, and I tell you what, these guys can definitely put on one hell of a conference.
Woo, that's for a fact. First time I met Joe Kevin, I was like,
dead gummit.
This guy might actually be cooler than me. It's rough, but those are the guys that you want to hang around. Trustworthy. Good, honest, upfront, you know, fun as hell to be around. And he brings new ideas and new practices and theories in. And we've got to meet a lot of really cool people from him, you know. And Marshall, again, East Texas Ghost Con coming up this year. What is it, going to be in October? October 4th, 5th, and 6th. Going to be out in Marshall, Texas. Man, I can't wait to get back out there. Last year, that was the best conference I went to all year. Besides going to the Stanley Hotel, Stanley was freaking awesome. That place is amazing.
Stanley was cool.
It's the Stanley. I mean, what are you going to do? You know, I mean, it is what it is. So, man, we're going to jump into the break. We got a couple minutes left here, Justin. There's some of these songs on here that I know you have a lot of information about because you listen to a lot of different types of music. You know all different kinds of bands, who they are, what they're about. Your cousin is actually in a up-and-coming band right now. What is the name of their – I've heard some of their stuff on the radio.
Well, they're identical twins, Randy and Anthony Armstrong. They're in a band named Red, and Red. They actually, believe it or not, are coming out with their new album. They just released one of the new songs from their newest album that's coming out soon, and so it's really, really cool. They actually redid – a Duran Duran song. It's called Ordinary World. I think, if I'm not mistaken, it might be on there. So check it out. I think it actually sounds a lot better than the original Duran Duran song.
Okay. Well, I'm going to see if I can find it in here. But there's one song I was going to ask you about, and it's called, Where to Go? My Shadow Song. No, My Sweet Shadow. What is that? Who is that by?
This song is by a band named In Flames. These guys are actually hailed from the country of Sweden. These
Sweden.
Guys are very, very cool. It's one of those songs that just makes you want to lift weights until you look like a steroid freak after you're done. It's just one of those things that hits hard, hits heavy, and it's good stuff, man.
10-4. Well, we're going to roll it out right now, folks. Join us back here in a few minutes. We got back-to-back songs coming up for you. So we'll see you here in about, I don't know, 9-10 minutes. Come on back for the second half of the show. You don't want to miss it. This is Ghost Hunting, Texas Style. We'll be right back.
are listening to
Fort Worth Paranormals
Ghost Hunt.
Ghost Hunt.
Texas style,
bringing you the best in paranormal radio.
That's right, that's right. Welcome back, everybody. This is Ghost Hunting Texas Style with your host, Justin Eric, Kevin Brown. We are live from Texas every Thursday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Central Standard Time. Justin, we got
chaos
coming up in this hour, brother. What's happening, man?
Man, it's going. And see, one thing about chaos, and you also got to think, too, but every once in a while, someone amazing comes along. And guess what? Here I am.
There you are. I heard that, man. Did you get your legs
well,
stretched?
Well, you too, bro.
Well, what are you calling me?
Mm-hmm. I said, you too, man.
Yeah. We know how that works.
Beep.
Oh, yeah. We can't have any of that kind of jazz going on. Well, we've got some stuff coming up. The last 30 minutes of the hour, folks, as always, is our chaos hour. If you want to call in and jump in on that, if you have anything you want to talk about, the call-in number is 323-580-5703. We'll be here all night until 10 o'clock, if that makes any sense at all. And we right now. You like this?
Yes.
Dead gummit.
Oh, Bill. Man.
Ain't this a fine how to do?
It really is. I can't wait to meet that guy, man. It is going to be awesome.
For Shizzle? Yeah, of course.
Huh?
The dude's a legend.
What?
The dude's a legend. And I'm not talking about the parts on the map either.
The man is a legend. If you get a chance, go to YouTube or Google Bill Dance Fishing Bloopers. You will spend about an hour going through the videos and laughing your ass off. It is great, man. That guy is he is freaking hilarious. It is crazy. Well, it's been a fun show so far, man. We got tons of music we've been playing, all kinds of stuff. We've had some Buck Cherry, some Tupac. Skid Row, man, I hadn't heard some of that stuff in 10 years, man. 10 years, it's crazy.
It's crazy.
It's still good stuff. They rock out, man. We like that. We try to throw a mixture of all different types of things into our shows. Justin, you've got a ton of stuff loaded up on here. We heard the call of arms, the world-famous bugle call for the military. Justin, you are still active duty in the Air Force. Is that correct?
Yes, yes.
Are we under attack?
Are we under attack? Hell, if I know.
Hell, if you... Well, who am I supposed to ask?
Let's see here. I don't know. Apparently the media likes to blow up a bunch of junk saying that, you know, and over-exaggerate on a lot of things. So I don't know if we are or not.
That. I heard that. That's
Now I know North Korea don't like us. Apparently they're making threats, nuclear threats against us, but hey, you never know. Maybe we'll just get a bunch of our American ghost soldiers over there and just haunt the shit out of them.
That could happen. That could happen. You know, that kind of falls in with something we've been talking about for a while, which is a paranormal cage match. I'm telling you, at one of these damn conferences, we are going to have a paranormal cage match. And we're going to get in there. It would even be fun just to make sure nobody gets hurt so everything is in, you know, good fun and high spirits. You know, we'll even put on the sumo suits, get some boxing gloves and bounce around. And, man, I just think that would be fun as hell.
Oh man, the sumo suits
would be kind
of funny.
Soak somebody in some suds or do something, man. We'd have to, you know, give them a pie face cream or something like that. I don't know. But we have to do something fun. Keep these conferences fun. You know, there's so many conferences. That's what I really like about the conference and unknown through. There was a lot of different stuff there to do. People were entertained and it flowed really well. You know, and cool places to investigate. But you got to change it up. You got to keep it different. You know, if you don't, you'll really start pissing some people off. And next thing you know, you got a mad mob on your hands. You know, and we don't want to have that. You know, definitely don't want to have that. If you do, you might end up having some stuff that gets broken.
Jack!
I'm broadcasting.
Damn straight. That's what I'm talking about. Oh, golly. I'll tell you what, man. It's bad. I'm sorry. I do apologize. Justin, what's that dadgum disclaimer that we have to throw out here for Unknown?
What do we have coming up for Unknown?
What is the disclaimer
that
we have to put
the
out?
Disclaimer. For Unknown. It's the very, very top of the board, I think. You played it earlier.
Okay. I just want to make sure we have our bases covered before we get into chaos. It's going to be
Oh, yeah, we covered it. I'll say a real quick verbal disclaimer. The views of Ghost Hunting Texas style, style. How you doing, Kevin? There you go. Do not necessarily reflect the views of Unknown Paranormal Radio Network.
Thank you. Appreciate that. It's funny, my daughter was at a talent competition, and they do a little talent show for their school. And at the end of her song, she's up there. It was when she was practicing or auditioning, I guess, for it. She said at the end of the song, she did a little Elvis Presley impersonation, but I think. Thank you very much. Did a little bow thing with her hand. That's funny, man. I love that. Well, we've got about 45 minutes left in the show. We want to say thank you to everybody that's listening in. Thank you to everybody that's going to listen in on the archives. We're getting some good numbers off those archive listeners that go back and check the show out, you know, at a convenient time for them if they can't get in Thursday night. That's a cool thing that Unknown and Blog Talk do. They archive all of our shows. You can always log on to blogtalkradio.com/unknownpg and take a listen to any of the shows that are on that network. This network has got some great shows, Terrify Radio. They've got a ton of people that run 7 days a week. You ought to give them a listen if you have some time out there. It's really some different stuff. It'll keep you interested. Unlike us, we just bore you to death, you know. We just talk about silly stuff and play Bill Nance.
Dead gummit!
That's right. I'm telling you. It's crazy, man. It's crazy. So, Justin, what do you got planned for the weekend? You got you're up there in Arkansas. Do you have any investigations with any of the teams that are out in that area?
No, don't have any with any of the teams up here. Part of where we're from, where we're at, I guess it's a huge Bible Belt. So, I mean, I don't know if any of these people are like real.
Ain't this a fine
team
how to
on
do.
It? Yeah, I mean, Bill agrees Bro. Too, man. So, but no, I mean, this weekend is pretty much just, keeping our ducks in a row. That's really about it. You know, got a little house cleaning and
house
you know,
cleaning.
Waiting for a few
on the week,
calls. You wait
on
for
a weekend?
Few phone calls.
No, sir. Nope.
Yep.
No. Mm-mm. No house cleaning.
Especially when you got a 2-year-old tornado that likes to clean up during the week. So.
Yeah. Well, that's for a fact. I can understand that, man. 2 years old, boy. I'm sorry, my guy.
Yeah, he'll be three in July.
3 in July. Damn, has it been that long already?
I know, right?
Oh my gosh. Yeah, Christy's youngest is 3, man. That's we're right there with you, and he's a little boy. He's a cool little cat, but he is a 3-year-old boy. Dang, huh? It definitely keeps you on the toes, man, which is bad for me because I'm only in my early 30s, but I feel like I'm in my late 50s. And it's one of those things. It's definitely crazy. You got to stay calm. That's what I've learned over the years. You know, you got to stay calm and get back to the things that are real, things that are important for our life, you know, friends and family and doing things that we like to do, which is why we're into the paranormal. You know, we like it. It's something that we're, intrigued by, and it's something that we really, really enjoy. And I think it's important to stay grounded and, you know, remember where you came from. And that's why we like to play songs like this. Take a listen.
Farm was a place to go. Load a truck up, hit the dirt road. Jump the barbed wire, spread the word. Light the bonfire and call the girls. King in the can and the Marlboro man. Jack and Jim were a few good men. Where you learn how to kiss and cuss and fight too. Better watch out for the boys in blue. And all this small town, he said, she said. Ain't it funny how rumors spread like I know something y'all don't know. Man, that talk is getting old. You better mind your business, man. Watch your mouth. Boy, I have to knock that loud mouth out. I'm tired of talking, man. Y'all ain't listening. Them old dirt roads is what y'all live. I'm chilling on a dirt road. Laid back, swerving like I'm George Jones. Smoke rolling out the window. And ice cold beer sitting in the console. Memory laid up in the headlights. It's got me reminiscing on the good times. I'm turning off a real life driving. That's right, I'm hitting easy street on my tires. I sit back and think about them good old days, the way we were raising our southern ways. And we like cornbread and biscuits, and if it's broke around here, we fix it. I can take y'all where you need to go, down to my hood, back in them woods. We do it different round here, that's right, but we sure do it good, and we do it all night. So if you really want to know how it feels to get off the road, trucks and four wheels, jump on in, and man, tell your friends, we'll raise some hell with a blacktop in. I'm chilling on a dirt road, laid back, swerving like I'm George Jones. Smoke rolling out the window, and ice cold beer sitting in the console. Memory laid up in the headlights. Got me reminiscing on the good times. I'm turning off a real life drive, and that's right. I'm hitting the street on my tires. That's right. George Jones. Smoke rolling out the window.
Yeah. I think Hoss is muted.
Uh-oh. I'm muted.
Keep cracking the code.
There you go. That was for you.
Well, I appreciate it. I was, you know, as they were cracking, I was drinking.
Were you? That's what it's all mm-hmm. about, man. We got about 5 minutes till we get into chaos. I know there's something that I want to talk about. Is there something that you want to talk about?
Man, it don't matter what. It's chaos,
no.
brother. Anything goes.
You got to have something, man. You got to have something in there. We're going to throw it out. We've got a couple more songs to play before the end of the show. We want to say thank you to everybody that's been in the chat room tonight. There's quite a few guys in there. They are listening in every single week, and we appreciate you guys coming back, listening to us. Thank you to all the listeners. We appreciate Unknown allowing us to do this. I don't know if I would allow us to do this if I was running the network. I don't know, but it sure is fun on our end. You can listen to us every Thursday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Central Standard Time. So, like I said, we got about 5 minutes left until chaos. There's a couple things that I want to talk about. You know, we've talked about some current events and this and that, but the focus of our show is the paranormal. And we're going to get into that. Justin, you mentioned earlier the Earth, what did you say, the gravitational magnetism and rotational pull of something is affecting how I got the M&Ms on my cookies? Isn't that what you were talking
yeah,
about?
Yeah, something like that. I think the trajectory of how the M&Ms fall on the dough before it hits the oven is a direct result of the Earth's axis actually tilting just about 0.2 degrees more than what it did 2 years ago.
That makes perfect sense. You know, it's funny, the other day I was on Twitter and I saw a video, and it was a band Skittles commercial. And basically it was a couple that was having sex on their wedding night or their wedding day. And they're doing this, and when the guy, you know, doing his thing, it shows him blowing Skittles all over the place, all over everywhere. She's the guy, and he's like, oh, I blew it all over your face. And she's like, you know, I've been doing all this. Just, that reminded me about the M&Ms. I don't know where that came from, but it was funny, man. It was pretty funny. You know, we're sitting here looking at some of the top 20 cutest dogs. I mentioned earlier we were getting a daggum dog over here. I like the Beagles, but they do that bowing and barking and, you know, the whole whining thing in the middle of the night. She likes the Yorkies, and we found the Dorothy. We found a Maltese Yorkie mix, a Mini Poo. We've seen some, she wants a little dog, little house dog. I don't know, what kind of dog
Yapper?
Do you guys have out there? You got a wiener dog, don't you?
Yeah, we got a dachshund. He's a wiener dog. He was one of those dogs that we saved from the animal shelter before he was euthanized.
Oh, that's cool, man. That's awesome.
So,
So
we
that's
saved
always
him,
good.
So he's a good one. He's a little wiener dog.
That always reminds me of my T-shirt that I wore out to StuCon. It says, my wiener does tricks. Has a picture of a little dachshund on it. He's standing up on his hind legs. Ready for his tree.
You
know, still
Art
have my hard
that.
Hat?
Yeah, I do.
You do? Don't
yep,
lose that.
It does. Man, I ain't losing that for nothing.
That's my Texas flag hard hat. It was custom made. You just can't find those anywhere. You really can't. You know, it goes back to our roots. I know that, you know, you grew up out in East Texas, out in the sticks. I grew up in West Texas. Out in the middle of the cotton fields, both of those places come hard work. And that's where that damn hard hat came from. Don't you lose that, son.
Oh, I totally understand, brother.
Man, we got 1 minute. Golly, we got 1 minute until chaos time.
1 minute? What the shit? Go ahead and start that jump right now, man.
Man, you got it, sir. We'll be right back.
Justin, it is time for chaos, man. Are you ready? We got the last half hour of the show here, folks. This is chaos. If anybody has anything they want to call in, 323-580-5703. In the meantime, we're gonna take this time to talk about whatever the hell we want to. That's what chaos is all about, man. Are you ready?
That's right. That is right.
Well, let me tell you. This week on Facebook, I'm telling you, Facebook, it's the root of all evil.
Yes, it is.
Some of my good friends, all in this one little small circle, publicly just talking shit about everybody. Calling people out, saying very private, personal things, making accusations here, there, the other, you know, posting all kinds of pictures. It's craziness. Craziness. That crap needs to stop, man. It needs to stop. It just... You know, I don't care. You know, if you have an issue, you know, do it politely. You know, call them in person, send them a message, do something. You know, I mean, have some tact and some class about it. At least, you know what I'm saying? What do you think?
I agree. You know, you shouldn't have to put your dirty laundry out there, because I'm telling you, the only thing that's going to touch the dirty laundry is ridicule, 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 ridicule.
That's right. It is, and it just creates the negativity. It increases it. It stirs the pot, you know, and there's already enough freaking crap going on out there. We don't need to hear it. I'm seeing every day people are like, I'm going through and cleaning out, and I'm deleting people and getting rid of this and getting rid of that.
You know, it's just people get to a breaking point, man. And you know, if you want to get onto Facebook and see happy things and good messages and cute pictures of puppies and beaches and stuff like that, put that stuff out there. You know, put out there what you want to get back. And sooner or later, that's all you'll be surrounded by. I really think that, you know, that's what needs to happen. Because there's a lot of BS going on, man. I mean, you shouldn't be calling people out. But, I mean, everybody's, you know, subject to it. They've done it. But that's what I'm saying. You know, we're not sitting here saying that we've never, you know, lashed out on Facebook or done whatever. But at the same time, we look back at it and realize how stupid it was. And we try to, you know, consciously make a change for the positive and for the better and put that out there every single day. And it's just crazy, you know. Like you said, it's going to bring bad stuff on you, you know, and you should handle it.
Yeah, it's called beating down the drama with some positive class. Beating down that drama and they lazy ass. I'm trying to do a little Tupac stuff.
I think you've had a couple of coldies there, son.
Oh, yeah.
That's good stuff.
Oh, okay.
We gotta have that. I mean, we
gotta oil my bearings with that beer, man.
But see, this is the other thing.
The other thing that just totally undermines, I mean, there's still stupid stalkers out there, man.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
You know,
people are
dealing with all kinds of stupidness every day. You know, and the thing is then there's so much negative stuff out there, man. It's sad. It's like you hang your head. I mean, and I don't blame one person one bit. You know, especially those folks that have been in this field for quite a while, and then they just decide to hang up their shoes, man. And you know, say, hey, I'm done. I'm putting my investigator shoes up. And it's sad to see that, man. It's sad to see that all this negativity is squeezing people out like soap in your hands, man. It's really bad. So, I mean, to me, it's like we have got to come to a point to where we need to say, okay, enough is enough. You know, shut up with the criticism, people. Get along, period. Okay, if you're not going to get along, then if you're the one that's starting the stuff and you're the one that's out there calling people out negatively, then you're the one that needs to get the F out.
And four. I heard that. It makes sense. It just makes sense. You know what I mean? Put out there what you want to get back in return.
Dead gummit.
Right. Oh, man, that's not what I want to get back. I can't.
Well, that's
the response
that they're going to have when they see that they've been proved wrong.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, I agree.
Ain't this a fine howdy-do?
That's what they'll be saying. When they wake up one day and look around and there's nobody there. You know what I mean? It's just you get to a point where you can't be around it. And that's why I'm so happy that there are so many of our friends out there that are on our page and listen to our show and, you know, come to our events and these types of things that are positive people. They do good things. But here's the one thing that all stands out about each one of them is they're all individuals. They don't give a damn what anybody else thinks about them. They're doing what they're doing, but they have their reasons. They're right. They're upfront. They're genuine. They're honest, you know, they do things for the right reasons, and they're doing their thing. You know, they're not out there to impress anybody, and that's what really sets them apart. They're not jumping on a bandwagon and just following in and getting involved in issues and shit that really doesn't involve them, just to be involved, you know, in the center of attention and all this kind of jazz. It's crazy. There's too much of that crap going on out there.
But what's crazy is that they're not jumping on the bandwagon, dude. They're jumping on the damn caravan, and it's getting bad.
Yeah, it really is, you know, and it's like we've seen people that we know personally for a fact, you know, out there and you know, in the span of a year, maybe 2 years, you know, these people have gone from absolutely nothing to the most experienced in every level of I mean, psychics and healers and sage seers and all kinds of different. I mean, it's just crazy, man. It's crazy. And it's like, you know, be your own person, but you've got to be honest. You've got to back up what you say, and you've got to be able to relate to people, and people are going to be able to see through, you know, the BS, because, like I said, everything we do, we're dealing with people, you know, and the genuine people that are doing this stuff for the right reason, are passionate about it, they're intelligent, they do their research, they're going to see through that BS, you know, and it doesn't matter how many events or conferences you go to or how many, you know, those celebrities you think you're friends with because you talk to them on Facebook. That shit doesn't matter.
Right.
You know, it's about people and legit people can see through the BS, and that's for a fact. You know, it's like, stop being afraid of what could go wrong. You know, start being happy about what is going right, you know, and be your own self and celebrate that. And that's what I like about our team. That's what I like about what we do. We do things different, man. We do things our own way.
And this
way.
Is the other thing. You know, you have a lot of people out there, and I've seen a lot of people, man, like gifted people. Like literally, you know, very bona fide gifted people that have mm-hmm. just fell away from the field because of whatever reason. And sometimes it's in part due to their you know, the way they carried themselves. And I'll put it to you this way, whether you're a medium, whether you're psychic, if, you know, whatever gift you have that you believe is God-given, whatever you do, and please learn from this, remember this, pride comes before the fall. So don't sit there and out there and tout, oh, I could do this, I could do that for you, this and that. Do not display your pride. Be humble about it. Do it in humility. All this other stuff. If you do it that way, you'll see that the gifts that you have will be elongated. It will actually extend more and more. You'll be added to it to your gift. So again, just remember, pride comes before the fall.
Right.
And always practice humility. Always practice humility.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you got to, and try to keep it fun. Try to keep it light. You know, always try to stay in good spirits.
Have you ever been on an investigation and you aren't quite sure what to do, what to think? And this is for you guys. Well, we have a solution. Here it is.
I want to give a shout out to our friend Jacob.
Sonny, Jim.
That guy's an inspiration. He has the best mustache. I think when they're doing these paranormal awards, they should give out the best mustache award. Dan would definitely.
You know
take
what?
It,
I think that's what we should do, Kevin. To be honest with you, and I'm going to go ahead and go on the record and say that we are going to coin this phrase. We're going to coin it. We're going to go ahead and give a verbal. Hey, it's ours, you ain't going to do it, except
Uh-oh.
For me and Kevin. So
Uh-oh.
This is what we're going to do. You and me, Kevin, every year.
Hang on.
All right. Every year, and we're probably going to start this year, maybe this with this summer's StuCon. We are going to present an annual mustache reward.
Annual, okay.
These are the qualifications for the mustache award. First and foremost, it has to have a good shape to it. When the wind blows, you literally can see cracker crumbs fall off of it. So
how many whiskers do you need
to have? Well, yeah, you can't have patches in your whiskers.
No patches?
Okay.
Okay.
It has to be full. Huh?
Hmm.
Yeah, consistency,
okay.
Yep.
I want to see something that has little twisty deals on the ends.
But see, there's a way to test it, though. When you have to, you know, when the wind blows, you got to make sure the crumbs actually fly off with finesse. Okay? The other thing, too, is other than the crumbs flying off in the wind with finesse, okay, is how much it tickles in the female category.
What? Kind of like an upper lip theme park?
Yeah.
Well, how many rides you got? How many whiskers I got?
How many rides do you need?
So, I'm just saying, we should do a mustache award. And I'm telling you, man, I mean, y'all gonna have to make, man, does that mean you're ever going to?
In No Shave November, my buddy Jimmy Bellman, he grew his mustache out, and it was way out. It had those little twisty ties at the end. You know, that stuff is fun, man. I can't grow a mustache like that. I can't. I just can't do it, man. Christy's over here shaking her head going, hell no.
Well,
no.
If I'm not mistaken, I think they actually, in the military, they have what they call Mustache March. So I think starting the 1st of March, we can actually grow a mustache out.
Okay.
I may give it a shot. I'll probably end up looking like Geraldo or something.
He looks like that. Like that damn one of those drill sergeants. Get you some of those, or the black Ray-Bans, those aviators. You know what I mean?
You're right.
Camo shirts, big mustache.
Right. Well, see, then you also have folks out there too that still have peach fuzz, and they're like 40-something years old. So when they go to try to grow a mustache, it looks like the Dutch oven.
That's crazy, man. That is crazy. Well, here in Chaos, we get to do whatever the hell we want to do. And right now, there's a song I want to play, man. I haven't heard this thing in years, dude. This was a sad story as well. This guy, lead singer of this band, died unexpectedly. Just boom. I mean, so young, right at the peak of their career. And it's crazy, man. But this is what he left behind for us. Check this out.
Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the
we
All right. Welcome back to the last 10 minutes of the show tonight on Ghost Hunting Texas Style. This is Eric and Kevin Bryant. I want to say thank you to everybody that joined in the chat tonight and everybody that listened in with us, man. It was a great show. Had a lot of fun, played a lot of cool music, man. Really like the music. It kind of breaks it up, you know, and gives you something to do, something to entertain. You know, a lot of times people get on it, they just let it play in the background, just listening, kind of doing that, and we appreciate the heck out of that. It's awesome, man. We're really proud of what we,
yeah, do.
We try to do this thing every week.
Here we go.
You are listening to
Fort Worth Paranormals.
Ghost Hunting.
Ghost Hunting.
Texas Style.
Bringing you the best in paranormal radio.
Hey, play that other drop on there, the cool one.
You are listening to
Fort Worth Paranormals.
Ghost Hunting.
Ghost Hunting.
Texas Style.
Bringing you the best in paranormal radio.
Heck yeah.
I heard that, man. I heard that. Well, Justin, what do you think? What are we going to do for next week, man? We're going to have to get somebody on here.
Well, I'm going to work on something. I'm pretty sure I can get somebody on pretty quick, man. So I will work on that. I will work on that and make it happen. And
cool.
We'll see what's up, brother.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Well, it's always good. You know, I like to get the guests on here. I like to do research on them, you know, and, you know, find out some little-known stuff. And, you know, I always try to stump the people somehow, some way, you know. Make them remember what damn show they were on.
They're like, man, that bad gun Ghost Hunting Texas Style stumped the shit out of me, you know.
I remember those Texas boys. Woo. So, yeah, man, I'll tell you what, it's been crazy. It's been a crazy week. I'm excited for the weekend. There's a lot of things coming up here in the near future, man. March is going to be a big month. We got the Texas Paranormal Unity Fest we're going to be at. It's going to be held in Waxahachie at the Waxahachie Civic Center. She's actually got a lot of people involved in this. It's going to be a really cool thing. A lot of big names coming out of that. That's going to be fun. We've got the East Texas Ghost Con coming up, you know, and then I'm seeing all these conferences pop up all over the place. So check them out, you know, try to get out to one. And just remember, folks, just be yourself. Do what's right and do what makes sense. Always look at it from a common sense perspective and, you know, don't jump on the gravy train, as we say. Don't get involved in all the hype and the BS. Make your own decisions. And, you know, be an individual. That's what's going to set you apart. Justin, I think we're going to close this thing out with a song. Tell me about this song called The Final Countdown.
This is called The Final Countdown. If you want to hear something that has an 80s taste to it, this is the band Europe, The Final Countdown.
Sure. Okay. Well, my name is Kevin Bryan. This is Ghost
Justin Eric.
Where are you live from tonight? I'm in Texas.
I'm over here in the Little Rock area.
Little Rock.
Over in Arkansas.
Arkansas?
Yeah, Arkansas. I don't know about your Kansas, but Arkansas is here.
All right, brother. Well, I will talk to you next week. Folks, thanks for listening in. Thanks for joining in the chat. Check us out next week, Thursday night, 8 to 10 p.m. Central Standard Time, right here on blogtalkradio.com/unknownPG. We're going to close this thing out. Thanks, everybody. Have a great week, and we will see you soon.
Good night, everybody.